We begin the Warren County Radio Bible School this morning with another Bible question. Now, this is one that you may not know the answer to. In fact, I would be surprised if you do. This is the question, how did Cain kill Abel? Now, you might find the answer to that on a billboard, but let's see, what does the Bible say? Do you know what the Bible says about that? How was it that Cain killed Abel? Well, we'll see what the Bible has to say about that in just a moment. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m. and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. So now the Bible question. How did Cain kill Abel? If you've been driving around and seen the billboards, you might have seen a billboard that says, Cain killed Abel with a rock. Now, the Bible does not say that. We're going to see what the Bible says in just a moment. I know the intent of the billboard is that the one guilty of killing, it's not the rock. You don't blame the rock if Cain had used a rock to kill Abel. You blame the man that used the rock. And I think this is often associated with gun control on those billboards. It's not the gun that killed the man. It's the man that used the gun to kill a man. And so it's not the murder weapon that is guilty, but the man that uses the murder weapon that is guilty. But that doesn't answer our question. How did Cain kill Abel? Well, now, this is what the Bible says about it. It says here that Cain told his brother Abel. It says in Genesis chapter 4 and verse 8, it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and slew him. Now, that's what it says. It doesn't say anything about a rock. And going on down and read, we know it was a bloody type of murder, for it says in verse 10, God says, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth to me from the ground. And now cursed art thou from the ground, which hath opened its mouth to receive thy brother's blood from his hand. Well, it was a bloody murder. But the murder weapon itself is not named in the account. That's why I said I would be very surprised if you knew the answer to this question. But we might have a little bit of an indication. The fact that it was bloody doesn't make it sound like it was a rock. You could kill someone with a rock and knock them in the head and not shed a lot of blood. So this was a bloody type of murder. And it also says that Cain slew him. It is interesting that later, when we read about the sacrifices to be made by the Levites and the priest, it says they would slay the lamb. And we know how they put those lambs to death. They would cut their throats with a knife, and the blood would be shed. Perhaps that's what it means when it says that Cain slew Abel. Rather than hitting him with a rock, he may have cut his throat with a knife and caused a bloody murder in that manner. But we're inferring something here that is not specifically stated, and really, if it was more important than that, we would have more information. The point is, Cain was the one that committed the murder, and Cain was the guilty one, and not the murder weapon. But now let's return to Elam's notes. He wrote Sunday school notes about this for the Sunday schools of April the 25th, 1926. And Elam is talking about how the fact that Cain had not worshipped God acceptably in offering the fruit of the field, he had not done what God told him to do for worship as Abel had done, And Abel offered his sacrifice by faith. And faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Now here's what Elam writes. Jesus states not only that worshiping God according to the doctrines and precepts of men is vain, but he lays down two propositions. One cannot worship God according to the traditions or wisdom of men without rejecting God's commandments. And one cannot worship God according to his will without rejecting the doctrines and precepts of men. What shall we do? From the creation, there have been not only two beings, God and Satan, contending for the rule of the race, but also two dominant and contrary principles controlling men in the worship of God, namely, the wisdom of men and the will of God. As long as some, like Abel, through faith, do the will of God, and others, like Cain, worship God according to the doctrines and precepts of men, there will be religious parties and strife and division. The doctrines and precepts of men have divided those governed in religion by the wisdom of men in clashing and warring religious parties, while all of the ages, all who, like Adam, Noah, Abraham, Moses, David, Elijah, and the faithful in Christ Jesus, have walked by faith, have been one in doing only the will of God. Now let's look at the explanatory notes. I want to read to you the first three verses of Genesis chapter 4. And the man knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man with the help of Jehovah. And again she bare his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto Jehovah. How soon Cain and Abel were born after Adam and Eve were expelled from Eden, the record does not state. They seem to have been the oldest children of many sons and daughters. Genesis 5 and verse 4. Eve rejoiced over the birth of Cain, probably because he was her firstborn. And she said she had a son, obtained a son, with the help of Jehovah. And again she bore his brother Abel. It does not seem clear by any means from this statement that Cain and Abel, as Adam Clark and others supposed, were twins. Cain was older than Abel. Abel was a shepherd, Cain a farmer, and their father in Eden a gardener. But he was sent out to till the ground from which he was taken. In the process of time, Cain brought an offering unto Jehovah, and we do not know exactly at what time the facts of this lesson occurred, but they occurred before Seth was born. And Adam was 130 years of age when Seth was born, Genesis 4:25 and 26, and Genesis 5 and verse 3. Adam Clark says, in the process of time means at the end of days, but we do not know by that on what occasion Cain or Abel brought his offering. We know by this that God was worshipped, hence he has been worshipped from the beginning. There was an altar, an offering, and the head of the family was the priest. Then began men to call upon the name of Jehovah, Genesis 4 and verse 26. Enoch walked with God, Genesis 5 and verse 21, and was well-pleasing unto God, Hebrews 11 and verse 5. Noah walked with God, was righteous and perfect in his generations, Genesis 6 and verse 9. He was a preacher of righteousness, 2 Peter 2 and verse 5, and made offerings unto Jehovah, Genesis 8 and verse 20. Abraham builded an altar unto Jehovah and called upon the name of Jehovah, Genesis 12, 8 and 13, 4 and 18. Then, as we shall see below, God revealed his will to men, led them to worship him, and taught them the elements of acceptable worship. Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto Jehovah. We read in Genesis 4, verses 4 and 5, and Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And Jehovah had respect unto Abel in his offering. But unto Cain in his offering he had not respect, and Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. Abel, he brought the firstlings of his flock and the fat thereof. Note these facts. Both of these men believed in the existence of God. Both believed that God should be worshipped. Both worshipped God. And unto Abel and his offering God had respect, but unto Cain and his offering he had not respect. Doesn't that show us that all worship is not acceptable to God? Why did God accept Abel's offering and reject Cain's? He states in verse 7 that he rejected Cain's offering because Cain did not well and sin lay at his door. That is, Cain's offering was prompted by sin. John says in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 12, Cain was of the evil one and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his works were evil and his brother's righteous. Jude in verse 11 says, the wicked and rebellious ones denounced by the Lord through him went in the way of Cain. Then in making his offering to God, Cain's works were evil. He was unrighteous and was of Satan. Does Satan lead one to offer acceptable sacrifices to God? He so led Cain. Can one be unrighteous and evil while making an offering to God? Cain was. What then was the difference between Cain and Abel in their offerings? The difference was not in the intrinsic worth of their sacrifices. Cain's offering may have cost more pain and labor and may have been in dollars and cents more valuable than Abel's. Faith in God was the difference. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, Hebrews 11 and verse 4. Cain believed God existed, believed God should be worshipped, and worshipped God, and yet he was without faith. Faith cometh by hearing the word of God, Romans 10:17. And without faith it is impossible to please God, Hebrews 11 and verse 6. One cannot do by faith that which God has not commanded, and concerning which God has no revealed will. He cannot know by such is pleasing to God. No one can know the mind or will of God except as God reveals it. In the New Testament, for example, God revealed his will through the apostles by the Holy Spirit, which will the apostles spake, not in words which man's wisdom teacheth, but in words which the Spirit teacheth. God revealed his will to Cain and Abel. If not, Abel could not have offered a sacrifice by faith. One cannot offer by faith a sacrifice God has not commanded it to be offered. Again, even in the mercy and goodness of God, according to his righteousness and justice, apart from the shedding of blood there is no remission. Hebrews 9:22. Hence the blood of Jesus, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7. God required in his worship before Jesus died the shedding of the blood of animals as a type of the blood of the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. John 1 and verse 29. How much of this Abel saw by faith is not stated, but faith is assured of things hoped for, a conviction of things not seen, Hebrews 11 and verse 1. We'll continue in our next class.